Good morning. It's 8464 CA. Voter integrity laws on the floor of Parliament. And what exactly does it mean? As we've seen from the 2020 elections in the US, when it comes to voter fraud, a lot of talk, no evidence to actually show that there's been any fraud whatsoever. Or if there has, it's been so negligible, it would not change any of the results. Whereas here in Australia, they are looking at some voter integrity laws by the Coalition. Exactly what it means and what it particularly means for our region, ALP candidate for the seat of Leichhardt, Elida Faith joins me this morning. Good morning. Welcome to studio, Elida.
Good morning, Murray, and good morning to your listeners out there today.
Interesting times with what's happening in the world at the moment. And we'll come to, we might just touch on the possibility of a federal election before Christmas. But tell me a little bit more about these voter integrity laws and how much of an issue is it here in Australia, and particularly the impacts for our region?
Providing ID might seem simple. It is, you and I have lots of ID in our wallets, I'm sure, but for many vulnerable Australians, it isn't. And this law, if it's pushed through, is going to disadvantage some of our most vulnerable Australians. That is the big issue that we have with this law. You know, people who are living in our remote Indigenous communities, homeless people, people fleeing domestic violence, they are the people that are going to be affected by these laws.
Now, look, I should imagine from Labor's perspective, you know, there's a good chance that these are people that are more likely to be voting for Labor because of some of the social reforms and some of the supports that are more likely to be, I guess, put forward through Labor. So I guess from your perspective, these type of laws are not going to work in favour of Labor.
Well, that's right, Murray. And look, let's break it down. These laws are a solution looking for a problem. The Australian Electoral Commissioner told Parliament in March that he is more than satisfied with the protections that are in place against voter fraud. There is very, very little credible evidence of voter fraud. In fact, the Australian Electoral Commission did a check on the last federal election and not one person was prosecuted. So the question is, why is the Morrison government wanting to push through these laws right before a federal election?
If there's no issue, it's only fair to conclude that it's a political decision that's more likely to favour the Coalition.
Look, the Australian system already has dozens of checks and balances to make sure votes are protected. This law is racist, it's discriminatory, and it's all about suppression. And look, Warren Entsch and I don't often see eye to eye, and that's okay. We're okay about that. That's politics, right?
Sure.
However, what I find absolutely disgraceful about this is that Warren supports this law. He has been in this seat for 25 years. He, of all people, should know how negatively this is going to affect a lot of his communities in his electorate. I worked for Centrelink for 12 years, Murray. I know how hard it is for so many people to get appropriate identification.
Now, look, you know, when it comes to people that are often deemed to be the most vulnerable in our society and the ones without voices, anything that reduces their opportunity to have a voice, I think, is a serious issue of concern. Let's go back to the election. And as you said, this is, something that's on the floor of Parliament, and it seems like the Coalition is keen to push it through before the federal election. I spoke to Albo just a few weeks ago. He's talking about an early December election. What's your call? What are your thoughts?
Oh, that's a $1 million question, Murray. I get asked this multiple times a day, and my answer is always, who knows what Scott Morrison's going to do? We all know he can call the election at any time now. For me, as the Labor candidate for the second time round, I'm campaigning like the election is next month regardless, getting out into the community and doing everything that I should be doing as a candidate.
And look, you know, I can understand some of the position that the leader, Anthony Albanese, put through a few weeks ago, but if you look at the two-party preferred polls at the moment, it seems unlikely that that the PM will be calling an election, but I guess you never know, and things change very quickly in politics, as you well know.
They certainly do, Murray.
Let's talk a little bit more about childcare because, certainly when it comes to wages for people working in childcare, that's been an ongoing issue, and obviously some form of increase with respect to the money that people are getting paid to look after our children is certainly an important factor that we need to consider here in Australia. But local childcare fees out of control under Morrison, and the Labor Party suggests suggesting that even in Leichhardt and, of course, the Cairns region, far above the state average, I should say the national average, some of the cost of childcare is just going out of control.
Look, that's right, Murray. And new data has revealed Far North Queensland is being absolutely crippled by soaring childcare fees. For example, nationally, under this Morrison government, childcare fees have soared by 39.2%. 2%, not percents, since the Liberals were elected in 2013. In Far North Queensland, the average increase, for example, Tablelands Caranda, 8.4% in the last 12 months. Mm. Port Douglas Daintree, 6%. Cairns, 6%. That is huge.
Particularly for single-parent families, I believe there's actually likely to be even more of an impact.
Look, Scott Morrison's childcare policy is going to fall light years short of what's required for us to bring genuine and permanent fee relief to local Far North Queensland families. Labor is going into this election with a really great childcare policy, and that is going to provide relief for so many families. We're going to lift the maximum childcare subsidy rate to 90%. We're going to scrap the $10,560 childcare subsidy cap. We're going to increase childcare subsidy rates for every family earning less than $530,000. We are going to make it more affordable so those women who want to go back to work full time, they can. They don't have to make that decision. Can I go back to work and do some extra days, or can we not afford it?
And particularly at the moment, as you know, the economy starts to get rolling again, so important for people that have lost a great deal, soaring prices when it comes to housing as well. You know, often parents are in a position where they need to be working, so they need the assistance of actually having the kids in childcare. And of course, they want a net balance where they're actually gaining from that, not all the money that they are actually earning going back out there on childcare fees.
That's exactly right, Murray. And look, more importantly too, with our policy, we are actually going to task the ACCC and ask them to design a price regulation mechanism, because I think that is really what we need to ensure that we don't see continuing soaring childcare prices like we have under this government.
Well, watch this space. Going to be some interesting things, especially when the PM gets back from Glasgow, likely to be in quarantine for a while. So we'll see what plans are hatched with respect to an election. So for the seat of Leichhardt, ALP candidate, a light of faith, it's been great to talk to you this morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
There are songs that are-